from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Kat Snow. This fire season has been a lot tougher on Southern and Central California than it has been on the North. That's partly because the drought is hitting the Southland harder. Recent polling shows that two-thirds of Californians believe that climate change is already a factor in wildfires. Scientists tend to agree, but it's not as simple as that, as KQED science editor Craig Miller found out.
The inner sanctum.
Inside Scott Stevens' fire lab at UC Berkeley, cross-cut slabs of trees are stacked up on counters like giant poker chips.
And you can see each of these small black marks that are recorded in the wood in the tree rings is actually a past fire that tree survived.
The charring provides important clues to how forests in California have changed over time. But Stevens, who specializes in forest and fire ecology, also looks forward, trying to determine where future fire seasons are heading. With each big, catastrophic fire, some say we're experiencing the new normal. So I asked Stevens, is there such a thing?
I think we are changing. In the new normal, the idea of the fire's changing, regimes are changing, climate's changing, and there's no doubt that that is happening. Just from temperature impacts, more variation in droughts and wet periods, that's all going to impact us. And in some ways, it feels like there's nothing we can do. And it really is a conundrum in Southern California, because you're talking about shrubland ecosystems that burn episodically every 35, 50, 70 years. In the forest, it's completely different. The forest, we really can do something to change the trajectory and change that fire interaction. So when it does burn or we get a four-year drought, most of the forest survives. So there really is great hope.
How much does long-term climate change have to do with all this?
It's really big. I mean, right now we're seeing the beginning of it. You know, we're seeing these increased temperatures that are impacting ecosystems. There's no doubt that they are. I get more worried about 50 years, 100 years down the road. There's still an opportunity today with a forest that we have today to actually begin to change its character, do restoration. So when it does get warmer and warmer as it's forecasted, the forest is going to be able to deal with that warmth more, going to deal with the insects and disease, going to be able to keep itself intact. So that's why I think it's really important for us to begin in earnest, begin this restoration effort in the next 25, 30 years is paramount.
Each time the convoys of crews return from the fire lines where homes and sometimes lives have been lost, it's a reminder that climate is only one driver. With a state population approaching 40 million, so many more Californians simply live in harm's way.
That's the majority of it. If you looked at really what was going on today in Southern California, if we didn't have millions of people interspersed in that chaparral shrubland, but we wouldn't have, you know, losses of life, losses of property, and the system would burn. One challenge in Southern California, as researchers down there have shown, there's so many accidental ignitions today, and there's actually too much fire. In Southern California, in the chaparral lands, there isn't a fire deficit. There are places where there's too much fire, period. In contrast to forests, the forests are at a fire deficit. They used to burn every 15, 12, 15 years. Most places haven't burned in 50 or 100. So these places have not been touched by fire in decades.
That sounds so paradoxical. There's not enough fire, you're saying.
That's exactly right. It's true. It's true that the sense that we have systems that are adapted to frequent fire rely on frequent fire to keep its character, keep that resiliency, and it's had this deficit for so long. And that just means you take fire out, like today, after 100 years, you have places with 300 trees per acre, 400 trees per acre, where you used to have maybe 50, 80. And that severe drought that occurred in Southern California from 99 to 2002, which near Lake Arrowhead caused thousands of trees to die. We had plots down in the Mexican forest. The same drought hit it. Average of one half tree per acre died. Where in California, we had hundreds of trees per acre dying. Forests in Mexico just laughed it off. The forests in California fell apart.
And so there's this problem of too much fuel. You've said that we would have to step up efforts to remove some of that fuel tenfold. Is that even doable?
I think it is doable. You know, I'm actually an optimist, because if you begin to do restoration and begin to think about these forests in the next 10, 15, 20 years, reduce their density, make them more variable in terms of their pattern.
Less fuel.
Then when we have these episodes of drought and fire, the forest is going to be fine. It's been doing this for millennia, right? So I think that we can begin.
As for this fire season, which has months to go, Stevens says that despite the headline-grabbing fatal fires in L.A. and Big Sur, overall, it hasn't been that severe. At least, not yet. I'm Craig Miller, KQED News.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the David B. Gold Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabzanel Foundation.